to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
Now how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added that these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
It's your cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, and your online crack pipe. It's time for your podcast fix with Justin and Nickelbag Rick. It's Pod Vomit.
It is Pod Vomit.
Who else could it be?
I know. Look at that. I felt weird because I usually do the announcement.
I was waiting for you to say it, and all of a sudden this like sexy female came on and was like, it's Nickelbag Rick. And
you got top billing.
I'm better than you.
I guess so.
It's finally time I'm recognized for that.
Today is our 50th show.
We are officially over the hill.
That's right. We just got the Pod Vomit AARP, envelope in the mailbox. So, we're ready to start geriatricking out, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm going to get my life alert as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm falling all the time.
I'm afraid if I got a life alert, though, that I'd get drunk and then the police would be like, Nickelback
Rick. You're
just
drunk again.
We have been out here 4 times this week. Will you please quit falling down on your damn life alert?
And then it's just like your probation officer answering the calls.
Right. it just goes right to him,
They're like, all right, we'll just slap on another DUI,
Yeah.
So,
we got a special guest. We got two special guests. And that's not all. We've got more. We've got two new people to the Pod Vomit crew. They've expanded our bubble.
Well, I think we can finally, answer the audience who the cackling girl is in the background.
Actually, we got...
Do you want to reveal that?
We do. Yeah, we will. We're going to reveal our new
crew. Big reveal.
The big reveal. We have a new person that's going to read our barf bag email and our Twitter twatters. We have a brand new webmaster. His name is Westside.
Westside.
Westside's in the house. Speak up, Westside. Don't be so shy.
Oh, testing. 1, 2.
Yeah, he's over there. He's over there working hard right now, And yeah. He's going to be doing our Instagram, our tweets while we're doing the shows. We got a new thing called Periscope we're going to be on where he will tease us little clips of just what we're doing while we're doing the show.
Get a live broadcast. Goes right straight to our Twitter feed. So if you guys... Well, it's not like you're going to hear this till much later, but...
Right, but this is what it'll be. You'll see it on Twitter. But this is, what he'll be doing.
So if people are logged on to Twitter, they're going to hear some of
our good stuff. We have a lot of Twitter followers, too.
Yes, we do.
So, that's the new... we turned 50. There's no telling what's going to happen when we turn 100.
Right. So the older we get, the more adaptive to technology we get. It's kind of the opposite, right?
Well... It used to be opposite for me because, remember, I was all on the old...
You were on the old school flip phone.
As a matter of fact, somebody actually... somebody busted me on the flip phone.
Everybody's busted you on the flip phone.
This nerdy guy
who is anyone that has a phone has given you shit about it.
This nerdy guy at work wearing a bow tie said, whoa, old school.
With a bow tie?
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's it. Fuck it, man. I can't believe I'm...
You're getting insulted by like a guy with a bow tie and glasses with tape in the middle.
It was brutal. So for Father's Day, I got a phone. I know I said earlier it was a smartphone, and Justin goes, "Oh, you're still the last person that calls them smartphones.
Yeah,
they're just phones." So I got a phone, and I got to say I like the texting type thing way better than the old Morse code of sending.
I know, I'm sure.
And let me ask you this.
If I could, I'd buy you a phone that had like an actual rotary dial on it so you'd have to, every time you wanted to call.
I just want it to be red so Commissioner Gordon can call me and go.
Commissioner Gordon.
You get your old ass down here.
And shoots out like a Nickelbag Rick bat symbol.
It's just like the big money bag with 5 cents on it in the sky.
I think it would just be a symbol of just like a big bong with like
just
smoke
a big
coming
leaf,
out of it. Yeah.
A big pot leaf, yeah.
Definitely.
And that's how I see it is through the smoke.
That's how you see it.
I hear my calling. I'll be there in a minute. You should have been here hours ago,
and
sir.
And it's just a, and it's just to help you get to a Fish concert.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think I'd be going to a probably a Slayer show or something, maybe, you know. But still, you know, I need to be
you'd be high for that, right?
Hell, I'll go to any show. I'll go to a Willie Nelson show. I'll be at a Snoop show. I will just be, when I'm there.
You're high.
Yeah. I would need a bag of dog food to hold me down, to grab onto so I don't float away. That's how high I am.
Dog food?
You know, it's a heavy.
Is that the heaviest thing you could think of?
Okay. Popcorn seed. I don't know.
A bag of lead? I don't know.
Well, do we have bags of lead?
Somebody does.
We're out of bags of lead. Keep them under the house. Nobody will know. It'll be fine. I feel sick.
It's extracted from all the pencils they give to kids at school. You know?
Right.
But
they don't give kids pencils at school anymore, do they? They give them smartphones.
They probably do.
Or phones.
They give them tablets.
And now there's like smart boards at school.
Oh, there's like a smart belt you can get.
And a smart watch.
Everything's got to be smart.
And it's dumbing us all down, you know.
Yeah.
And I did make sure that I got an Android because our app is on the Android.
Yes, we have an app on Google Play.
That's right. We're just like, I don't know what else they could, we need a car. The Pod Vomit car, maybe. A car line. Maybe jeans.
What would the car be, though?
Blue jeans.
Would the car be like a Ghostbusters ambulance with Pod Vomit sticker on it?
It would still run on regular gasoline with lead in it. That's what we need all those bags of lead
It would run. It would run on bong water.
Yeah, yeah. That would be the going green.
Yeah, that's going green.
That's right.
Going green with used bong water.
Used bong water and electricity, you know, because all the residue in the bong water kind of, you know, collects that electricity.
Yeah.
A conduit of electricity, and it keeps it going longer.
Right. And like the phlegm comes out of the exhaust pipe from, you know, all the people coughing up into it.
Well, you got to take like a giant swab and swab out like the resin in your tailpipe.
Yeah. You just swab out the resin.
What are you doing today? Oh, I got to swab out the resin in my tailpipe.
Yeah.
That's damn new Pod Vomit vehicle.
You know, I ran out of weed, but I'm going to harvest
the tailpipe.
It's weird.
I pulled over the
other day,
and they did this very extensive search in my car. I see you, instead of the new car smell, you can put the the new Kush smell in. It's like,
right.
Yeah, we want you to smell like you're trying to, you know, bring
every time
a few
I get
kilos pulled, over the border.
Every time I get pulled over, the canine unit just sniffs the tailpipe endlessly. Yeah.
Yeah. He's licking the resin out of the tailpipe.
Probably. Good boy.
Yeah, good boy. Eat that resin. Uh-oh, I just got the finger.
You got the finger.
From our new person we haven't really announced.
That's because you're such a douchebag.
Well, I will go ahead and spill the beans. We have Tina, the intern.
Tina, the intern.
She's gonna start reading our barf bag, you know, and our Twitter twatter and everything. She's been around the studio.
She's gonna reach in there and pick out all the morsels of spew.
Yeah, the resin chunks out of the tailpipe.
Yeah,
but she's been around. She's our. Oh, here it is. It's our mail time. And we're gonna bring in one of our new she's on her knees. That's a good intern.
Right.
So she
knows how to get ahead.
At Pod Vomit, this is how you get ahead. Get on your knees and speak into the microphone. Okay, now speak into this microphone. Well, welcome Tina.
Thank you.
You finally get on the mic.
Yeah.
Not Mike, the guy down the hall, but a mic. But So you're going to read our barf bag?
Yes. So today in the barf bag, we got an email from Emily Longmire. She says, Pod Vomit, who is the giggling girl I hear in the background of your show? I hear her on most of your shows, and you never name her. Why the mystery? Intrigued, Emily. So, it's me. Hey.
Yep, that's it.
I'm Tina.
It's intern Tina the whole time.
Yep.
We didn't want to give her, you know, we didn't bring her on the show right away, but then the powers that be said, you know what, how about you have an intro? We'll make an intro for you with a really sexy girl doing it. We'll get your intern to do your mail for you. We'll get you a webmaster to make your site look better. We'll get you better guests. And we're like, okay.
All right.
We did it. And, you know, and the mail kept coming about the giggling girl. We were just going to call you a giggling girl, Tina.
Giggling girl.
But, you know.
You get to use your name, though.
Right. Well, I'm glad.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not just giggling girl.
Yeah, no more giggling girl. Now she's on her knees in turn.
So now the mystery's been revealed. There's no more reason to listen to our show. So you guys, close the doors.
Wait a minute. Next show, we're gonna talk about West Side. So we got one more in the bag.
All right. It's like we just, you know, gave away the ending to Lost or something.
Right. This will be way better, though.
Yeah.
So we have another email from Bob Carell. Hey guys, I really like the Scientology show. I had a friend that got involved with Scientology a few years ago, and he got upset with me when I called Scientology the Amway of religion.
Nice.
Found you guys on Tangent Bound Network. Love the show. Bobby.
All right, Bobby. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you a little.
Kind of makes me want to throw a Scientology Tupperware party. You know?
Yeah, right. You got to stay clear. You keep it in here. I'll tell you something kind of funny about the Scientology show and something that sort of happened to me a few weeks ago where I got really kind of, a friend of mine came back from California. He's got a medical marijuana card, okay? So he brings me back a candy bar from California. And I split this thing with my girlfriend.
A candy bar from California?
A marijuana candy bar.
A special candy bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I ate half of this candy bar. I really should have not even eaten that much because it was like the first time I ever got high.
Nobody told you the dosage?
And there was no instructions on this package. I know. It just
like
said,
in the nutritional facts, it doesn't say like 8% THC or anything.
No, it didn't have any of that.
No.
So I ate it, and it was like that. I got so high that when helicopters were flying over my house and stuff, I was tripping, thinking, maybe the Scientologists have heard our show, and they've already started looking after me and Justin to see if we, you know, because, you know, they follow you around and shit. But I was just really high.
Right.
There's no Scientology.
You're just paranoid.
Yeah, that's it.
Normal high paranoia for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Did you eat the other half?
Yeah, though? I gave it to my girlfriend, and she ate it, and she was like, I don't feel like no Scientologists follow me, you weirdo. She's like, you're just tripping, you know? And I'm like, yeah, but...
Maybe like all the THC was concentrated in the half that you ate.
Man, I just think. I mean, I want to do it again, but I was tripping. I've never gotten that. I mean, not off of edibles, but, you know, it gets 5 nickel bags of the medical marijuana that got shipped in from California in a candy bar. Nickel bag approved. It wasn't like somebody made it in their kitchen. It had an actual wrapper, and that was the other thing.
But do people make candy bars in their kitchen?
I don't know. Maybe people do. Culinary potheads.
Like Snickers makes them in a factory. I don't think really.
And there's right side Twix and left side Twix.
They don't get along, do they?
No. I hear right side Twix calls left side Twix left side dicks.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Well, all lefties are weirdos. I mean,
I'm left-handed.
Our guest. Our special
guest
is a lefty.
All right,
we're going to do a Twitter twatter.
Twitter twatter.
Yeah.
Yes, so on the Twitter twatter, we have new followers. This Shite Podcast, So Wizard, Hot Butter Podcast, FYFC Podcast, and Scav D from Fake Ass Radio, and a special shout out to Glow.
Yeah. Glow. Hey, I also want to add Amish Baby Machine. They replied to my Instagram, and Rick, like a dumbass, didn't put him in the notes.
I'm sorry. So. I'm sorry. I did fail on that. But, yeah.
We give you guys a shout-out also. Good
job.
Stay classy.
Yeah, stay classy, Amish Baby Machine and Fake Ass Radio Podcast. Glad we can all be, you know, in unity of friends on the podcasting landscape that is. Well, thank you very much, Tina the intern.
We can all be Scientology
She's
buddies.
Wiping her knees off as we speak. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
You don't want an intern that doesn't have dirty knees.
No, absolutely. You know, that's when they get when the dirty. That's how you know they are interns when they have
dirty
those knees
are dirty.
When the knees ain't dirty no more. You know they've moved.
You got to suck your way to the top.
That's right. And that's how we made it to our 50th mm-hmm. show.
How do you think I'm where I am? Slurping it up. All right.
So we have got a amazing special guest come to our studio today. Tell you what, every time a guest comes through the studio over here, it seems like it just gets...
Well, every time we have a guest, I always wish we had a video feed.
Well, we do have the... we do have our... what is it, West Side? What's it called?
What's that
called
shit
Periscope.
Called?
We went live a little while ago, and we're going to try again here in a few minutes.
We're going to try again.
Yeah, Periscope.
We failed the first time.
Periscope is this new thing, our new webmaster. Really quick, I want to give...
Is it like that crappy Kelsey Grammer movie, Down Periscope?
Yeah, I've never seen that, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I
could you don't want
Joe.
To.
He would know.
He would know.
All shitty movies, but...
He's got a collection of shit movies.
Westside, our webmaster, he is far more proactive than the first webmaster that we had years ago.
Yeah, he's actually here.
Yeah, I actually thought this guy was on, like, drugs, like hard drugs. He was so scatterbrained.
Are you on any hard drugs, Westside?
Not today.
Okay.
Not hard drugs, anyhow.
Just soft ones.
Just soft ones. He's working his way in.
He's like, all softcore today. Hardcore tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's doing this thing called... He came to us the other day and said, I want to kind of do this new Periscope thing where I can kind of, you know, broadcast you guys out. So we're trying that. You know, we'll try anything once. If we like it, we'll do it twice, baby.
And this is part of my work release program also.
Right. Okay. And he
did come into... He did come here with his orange jumpsuit and his... service number.
He looks like Debo.
Yeah.
and I also buy pot from him.
Oh. Is that why I keep stealing all my shit?
All right, let's get into our special guest today.
Oh, let me guard this computer before it gets Debo'd.
Debo'd. All right. Justin, would you like to introduce our guest because you did all the really hard work on
I did all the hard work in recruiting these guests, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. So today we have the lovely Corey Na. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Good. And she is here in her cosplay, and probably her best cosplay attire, I would have to say.
Absolutely.
I would think so.
It's
amazing. It's
amazing. It's chilling how...
The fact that she did this to come in the studio is very, very impressive.
I got to give you guys my best.
Well, yes. Absolutely.
She's... told Justin in an email, she said, I heard your show with the Bitsum girl, the...
Kayla.
Yeah.
And we said that was our best guest. She's like, so I'm really going to have to step it up.
Yeah.
As she did, because she comes walking, you know, into the studio, and she is in full attire. She's airbrushed from head to toe.
Contacts, wig, absolutely. Teeth, everything.
So she's... we'll get on to what your costume is in a second. But I also want to introduce our other guest, Lamar.
And big studio applause. Yay, Lamar!
Big studio applause.
And Corey.
Yes.
Lamar here is not dressed up today, but he also does cosplay as well as a model. And I must say, good-looking dude from a complete heterosexual perspective.
Totally.
And
liar.
So... yeah, you know.
He loves the cock.
Yeah, well, you know. You know, well, Rick would love you too if you're Kevin Smith. But that's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
I'm a chubby chaser.
He's a chubby chasing cock lover.
Yeah.
So we got two wonderful guests. And just want to go back to you, Corey. So what is... You've definitely got this, like, almost cat-like presence.
Yeah.
Tell me about your character.
So the costume that I'm wearing right now, her name is Tigra. She's a Marvel... comic book heroine from the 1970s. That's when her comic book first came out, in the 1970s. She is a humanoid cat person.
Awesome.
She was like a Thundercat before a Thundercat was a Thundercat.
Exactly. She's like before the Thundercats. Yeah. She's the original cat person.
Absolutely.
And
Definitely.
Then the Thundercats came out.
Because I think they ripped off that character. I think the character's even named Tigra.
I agree. Yeah.
I also think that, they said, well, we want to kind of like...
The Thundercat girl's name is Chitara, but that...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
Tigra,
right.
Tigra, Cheetah, Chitara. Like,
right.
It's basically a ripoff.
Well, definitely.
But they were never as good-looking as your character.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you guys... you can get to a computer and you have access to the Googles, I want you to just search Tigra and look at the comic book pictures.
She's super sexy hot.
Absolutely.
But
super sexy hot.
But
she's wearing underwear, which is what I'm wearing.
Which is great.
It's all underwear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what Corey looks like. You see that picture and she looks just like, I mean, identical. It's amazing.
Thank you.
She really and truly does. It's pretty impressive. I mean, and I like the fact that she's just wearing underwear.
Right. We love, props to you for being bold and showing up here half naked. We love it.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I told you in the text earlier, I'm going to be your best semi-nude...
Fully body-painted.
Fully body-painted guest, as opposed to your best fully nude...
Absolutely.
Guest, like,
and
the show's not over yet.
The show's not over.
You never know. Yeah.
You never know. Rick might come out with a full body paint thing underneath all his clothes.
Yeah, I would love to see
off.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow. You might be the only one.
A big fat white guy. Pale white guy, too.
It's the big painting of Kevin Smith's face on his chest.
Yeah. He's looking up at me, so when I jerk off, I can see his face.
Yeah.
And his eyes are like, his eyes are looking up at you.
Yeah, and that's the only way you can actually spooge on his face. So.
Exactly.
And then on my ass, I just have Jay feeling left off.
Yeah. Feeling left out, shrugging his shoulders.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, you get the ass of it there.
I'm getting fucked over here.
Yeah, but I always get to make eye contact with old Silent Bob.
But yeah, love
he never says nothing.
Right, never, absolutely. But love the costume. It's
thank you.
It's fucking amazing.
Thank
it really
you.
Is.
Okay, how long did it take you to get that going?
Yeah.
About 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
And I have to give a shout out to my body painter, Stephanie Williams, at AveryFairyAffair.com. She's an amazing body painter. If anyone needs a body painter, check her out. She's local here in Atlanta. She's amazing.
Excellent. Yeah, and when we actually release the show, please remind me because I will give her some props on
absolutely.
The website.
Absolutely. Yep.
Definitely.
Twitter or whatever, we will put it out there. Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely. So
I was your body painter.
I know, right? Well, if she's ever goes away, just let us know if there are any job openings. You know.
Yeah.
It might not be near that good. But
if you want to start body painting, you need a guinea pig. Just let me know. I'm all for it.
Honestly, if I did it, your body would probably look like a Jackson Pollock painting. But
or just no paint at all. It would just be looking like a
just kind of staring with drooling out of one side of my mouth. Yeah,
that's one. I paint and draw and stuff like that. That's one medium I've never done was body painting, and the reason was is I was
always Rick's actually an artist.
I would always like to look at the airbrush versions of body painting where you can't really even see, like when Demi Moore did Vanity Fair years ago, they painted her wearing a suit.
Oh, yeah.
She's completely naked, and nothing. Mm-hmm. Completely naked, and it's very hard to tell where the airbrush starts and where her skin ends.
Right.
I mean, she doesn't look naked at all.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. There's been lots of them, but I just think that would be a really cool medium
definitely.
To do,
And Lamar, you showed me a picture of you had your character was wearing like skulls around a necklace.
Yeah, Dazim.
Yeah, very tribal looking.
Yeah, Dazim from the Street Fighter series.
Dazim, okay, cool. Yeah, definitely.
He's probably one of my most epic, but it was not hard to make at all.
Right, yeah. But you got the height for it and everything, so.
That character is also semi-nude, so that's also something else for you to look at.
Definitely,
as well.
I know, because Justin was like, see some more semi-nude.
semi-nude dudes,
Oh, wow, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, right on,
So, you send us that, we'll post it on our page, too. So,
how long have you been doing cosplay, the both of you?
I've been doing this for about 2 years.
I've been doing it for about a year and a half.
Now, did somebody turn you on to it, or did you just say, I want to look like Storm, or I want to look like,
Because you actually, Corey, have dressed up as Storm.
I do. I have a Storm costume from the 1990s cartoon.
Right. Yeah.
The white bodysuit.
One of the best.
One of the best costumes, or one of her best costumes. I actually do a Storm costume, so it's funny that you mentioned Storm.
I watched the shit out of that cartoon.
She's amazing in that one.
I did, too.
Yeah.
It took her 4 days to make
it. It took me 4.5 days to make this costume. Crunch time. I needed it for a photo shoot on Friday. I started Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And by Sunday, I mean I thought about it on Sunday.
Right.
And then Monday is when I actually whipped out the sewing machine. But, yeah, what was the question you asked?
Well, who turned you on to it? What got you into cosplay so much?
I actually started LARPing about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Live action role play.
Yep.
Right.
Which I think segued me into cosplay. It's just another form of dressing up and going
outside and
having fun. Cosplaying is more of you see a costume and you recreate it.
Well, I'll tell you what I love about cosplay is that, in cosplay, I would say it's almost kind of a semi-new thing. I mean, it's 25 years ago, I don't think people was doing cosplay, maybe.
Yeah.
Not to the extent of what it is today.
Right.
Well, yeah, like the people in Hollywood, you kind of
were
on the
say,
Hollywood squares kind of dressing up
as
heroes for a
while. And
I would
say probably like at Star Wars or Star Trek type events, people would,
probably
LARPing is where it started.
I'd say they've been doing it for a while. It's just now
catching
on.
Sure, but what I was going to say, what's great about it is just what we're having to witness today in our studios. This is what is awesome. It's like, you're a hot-looking chick. You're painted completely up, from head to toe, and you do different costumes, and it's really sexy. It's like you get to see your favorite, male or female superhero done to, or whatever, done in your face, and it's like you get to, you know, you can't touch. I don't know.
I'll ask later, unless you have permission. I mean, definitely. Back in the day, I think it was looked at as something that "quote unquote" nerdy people did.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was definitely nerdy or dorky or weird. And I think even today, it still has that kind of negative cloud over it. That it's something that nerdy, dorky, weird people do. But yeah. Now you get a lot of these hot, sexy chicks or hot, sexy dudes, and now people are looking at it like, oh, it's not just this nerdy thing. That's a smoking hot babe over there.
Good-looking people have gravitated to this.
Because I've seen Black Widows and Black Cats and Batgirl and
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. You know, hold on, I'm getting another picture here. Oh, no, this is an amazing Riddler
that
Lamar's doing. And this is, I love the purple gloves. Oh, the fashion is right on. It's really cool. It's almost got a Phantom of the Opera kind of look to it with the mask.
Yeah. That's funny that you mentioned that, because when I first saw Corey's costume, it made me think of Cats, the Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Now, wait, real quick, Lamar, who did the Riddler cane that you're holding? That's really awesome. It looks like the question mark from the Batman Forever with Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
The first shitty Batman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually what I based it on.
But no, that actually, as shitty as that movie is, the best part is the Riddler.
I agree.
He totally makes that movie.
Well, yeah.
Well, I had built it like within about a week, and I got a cheap one from Amazon. It was hollow, and I didn't like it.
Right.
So I looked for a private contractor off of Etsy. I'd have to get his information. He builds them solid out of wood.
And okay.
It just feels better in your hand.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Rick likes stiff things in his hands.
Yeah. So. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's say Kevin Smith on them.
Right. So yeah, that's very cool.
That's gonna be my cosplayer. I could pull Kevin Smith off.
Aren't you doing that right now?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
I just need the jerseys, the hockey jerseys.
Yeah, if you could only shut up, then you could play his role. You know?
That's what my girlfriend says. She goes, "I don't know why you look like Silent Bob. You're the opposite. You don't shut the fuck up." That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was like, neither does he. Technically, you know,
in real life, he
Kevin
doesn't.
Kevin Smith doesn't shut up about anything.
No, he's a very talkative man for sure. But so you mentioned that you do the Riddler also, and you got the doll scene from Street Fighter, and then you also do Storm and
Storm. I do Power Girl as well.
But
a different version of Power Girl. I do a race change Power Girl. Power Girl, blonde white chick.
Okay.
And I'm a black girl, so I do black girl Power Girl.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Black Power Girl.
Black Power.
I know, I like that. Power Girl.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Like, you gotta put space in between.
She's got power and she's a girl. I'm in.
Yeah.
There you go.
And she's got a boob window, so.
Right.
I like boob windows.
Who doesn't like a good boob window?
I like boobs and windows, so I figure you put the two together.
You like to look at boobs through windows.
Okay.
Pressed up against
the
window?
Yeah, pressed up against the window. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is the one with the boob window.
It's a win-win window.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, that's Power Girl.
Okay, so Power Girl, I'm not familiar with this character.
That Power Girl is Superman's cousin who arrived years, like 33 years after Superman.
Okay.
So Superman's this, you know, he's a grown man, and then here's Power Girl. She's showing up.
Are they kissing cousins?
No, they're not.
I like
kissing
how
cousins.
They have to. Well, she was originally to really stretch it out.
If you're familiar with Supergirl, and she branched off, she had to get away from her dominant cousin and became Power Girl.
See, I prefer that because. That's always been my thing. It's like, we need original female characters.
Right, yeah.
Not Batgirl, not Supergirl, you know, original ones. Like Wonder Woman, kind of thing.
Power Girl.
Tigra.
Power Girl.
Power Girl is
Tigra. Yeah.
I also like the fact that you go on the obscure.
Yes.
You're not going for the Supergirl or Batgirl. You're not going for the, you know, the very known one. You're really taking it to a level of real hardcore fandom.
Yeah, I like to show love to the dark horses.
Sure, absolutely.
You know. The unknowns.
So do I.
Definitely cool.
You know, you got to show the love to the ones who aren't getting any love.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I was always fans, like, you know, back, you know, reading Marvel Comics as a kid. Some of my favorite ones was Fantastic Four was my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
I loved, still to this day.
But Fantastic Four is huge.
But there was a time when Fantastic Four wasn't like, I mean, you know, you still had Spider-Man.
You mean before they made bad movies?
Yeah. But Fantastic Four was all, and then, you know, but you had like Daredevil was another one. Even though Daredevil was big, he still wasn't Spider-Man or Wolverine.
He wasn't a
big.
Superman.
Yeah. Right. You know, so I always liked those guys, Ghost Rider, Punisher especially. You know,
but, you know, that's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised if they do make a Tiger movie or some movie affiliated.
That would
Tiger.
Be awesome.
Or they, bring her into the Avengers, you know?
Yeah, she was definitely an Avenger. She was a part of... Yeah. She was associated with Fantastic Four for a while. She was actually in love with... Johnny it's Clobber Stone. In Time.
Guy. Oh, Thing.
Yeah, Thing. Yeah. And he dumped her. So that
what?
Was.
What?
I know. For some, for someone this. Else. Yeah. For
yeah.
Someone
I else. Got it.
Well, but
he's like, I got a thing for this quartz over here. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, I'm in love with Diamond Girl.
Yeah.
You can't clobber her. Yeah. You know?
It's funny to me how the character you're voicing sounds a lot like Joe.
Yeah.
Our old host that we had.
Yeah. And it kind of looks like him.
Yeah, it kind of does. And he does run around saying it's clobber in time. So,
right. You know. Well, now, who would you like to see play Tigra if they did bring her to the big screen? Do you have anybody in mind?
I have no idea. Like
maybe,
I feel like...
Maybe Halle Berry, or is she too old for that?
No. Yeah. Halle Berry has messed up too many superhero
characters.
She was
in the Catwoman movie.
Yeah.
She was a Catwoman. And she
but
also did
really
Storm, and
her.
She was a terrible Storm.
I don't think so. I think that... I like the fact that she, number one, signed on to do Storm because she could have went comic books. I'm too good for that. And she keeps coming back.
She keeps coming back.
And so I don't mind her as Storm. I really don't. I mean, I feel like if you're going to go Hollywood A-list.
Yeah, she was good as Storm.
Yeah. You know, it's not necessarily her. It was the way that that Storm was written. Storm is very powerful. And in the X-Men movies, Halle Berry Storm was written a little bit silly.
Well, but they're like, look, we got Hugh Jackman doing Wolverine. And that's really pulling in the money. So, sorry, Halle.
Well, you know,
Swordfish too. Come on.
I think if the Marvel Disney, the MCU or whatever, had control over X-Men, it'd be a little different.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot better, even with those same actors.
Right.
And, I mean, I even thought, really, I know it's an abomination, a terrible movie, but I don't blame Halle Berry for Catwoman.
I don't blame her for that.
No.
It was just a bad, poorly written movie.
It was a bad movie overall.
Yeah. And you can't...
She was smoking hot in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it definitely wasn't her. It was just bad writing. She was smoking hot.
And to me, I don't know. I felt like a black Catwoman seemed more natural.
Sure.
It was definitely a throwback to Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
Who was smoking sexy hot.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. One of the best Catwomen.
I didn't really care for Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
I
agree. Didn't like Michelle Pfeiffer?
I was not a big fan either.
I like Michelle Pfeiffer, but not necessarily as Catwoman.
She was still smoking hot.
Yeah.
She was nice to look at.
Yeah. She just wasn't believable as Selina Kyle.
Agree. I liked, what's her face from the Dark Knight movies? Her name Anne Hathaway. She's good.
She's pretty good. Looking.
She wasn't Catwoman though, was she? Yeah, she was. That's right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, she was good. I've like erased the third Dark Knight movie out of my mind for some reason. I don't know why. That was a good movie.
I agree. I mean, I was just reading something online the other day. I guess it was a couple days ago.
Probably because Rick does all those poorly bad Bane impersonations.
Do one.
I am Bane. I am Alan Parkman. Anybody understand what I'm saying?
But now I still wear a mask and I'm in Mad Max movies.
I'm Mad Bane. I like that I have
Bane
to put
slash
my
Mad
hand
Max.
Up over my face to
you
do
have
the
to,
Bane
you have to do the muffled sound.
Well, that was one of the things I didn't like about that movie was it was like you already had Christian Bale talking like this. So now he's got an arch nemesis going. It's like,
when I was at the theater, I was like, hey, can you guys turn on the subtitles?
Yeah,
at the theater,
right?
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
No.
Every time he talked, I lean over to the person next to me. I was like, what is he saying?
What did he say?
What's happening? I couldn't understand the whole movie.
All you need to know is that he breaks Batman's back and that sucks.
And that's visual. So I saw it and I was like, oh, okay.
I was just glad he didn't have that tube in his head. It made him get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like
what happened?
Oh, yeah, like the comic book.
Yeah.
With all the chemicals and shit on his back.
Right.
Yeah.
I was glad
that they completely changed it.
Yeah, more realistic.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see Tom Hardy like, I've got a tube in my head, and all of a sudden now I'm three times longer than you.
I know, I just keep mutating. It works in a comic book, but not so much on a movie.
Well, if I was going to bitch about, like you was talking about
Halle Berry,
I'm still pissed off that we got the Spawn movie that we got, and nobody has yet to go, hey, Todd McFarlane, can we please reboot this movie and make it awesome? You know,
yes.
There's a Crow reboot, but there's all these other reboots. Come on, but give Spawn what he deserves.
But the Spawn movie, that's another one where, what's the actor's name?
His name was Michael. West Side's looking it up
Michael
right now.
Michael Jai White.
Michael, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, he was good. It's not, I don't blame him on the movie. It was just a poorly made movie.
He was good.
Even John Leguizamo, sold that part.
And he was great as Clown. If they ever redo it again, I hope he comes back as Clown. You know? I like that part.
But it was just like a terrible script.
Yeah.
You know? It was just a bad movie. It wasn't the actors.
And they changed it up from the original story also a little bit.
Yeah, it made it PG. You don't make a PG Spawn. Jesus Christ.
Because that HBO thing that they did, the cartoon version.
Yeah, it was very dark and R-rated.
Awesome. Very scary even. Yeah. I mean, there was some, they would end you on, a guy standing there with a dripping razor blade of blood, heading towards some children, and it's like, go to black, and you're like, oh my God, what is going to happen here,
Oh man.
You gotta watch
Did he eat those children?
He just gave him lollipops and told him stories.
Right. I guess.
He just gave him a glimpse of hell, Hellraiser style.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I will eat your... Oh, sorry, wrong guy.
He's like, hey. He's like, here, try to see if you can open this puzzle box.
Right. It's fun.
Nothing will happen.
Yeah.
Got it at the Goodwill.
It's not a gate to hell.
Nah. Everybody's doing it. Come on.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. I opened the thing. Now I talk like this.
Now he's got a cool voice.
Right.
Exactly.
And back problems.
He sounds like Sean Connery.
Right.
Sean Connery.
Fuck you, Trebek.
Junior. Junior.
The rapist. No, I believe that's therapist. That's not what your mother said.
I'll have your mother for 400, Trebek.
I broke your mother's back last night.
Oh, man.
So, is there any cosplay, both of you, Corey Lamar, is there any one that you haven't tackled yet as far as a cosplay that you want to do?
I'm actually working on two. I'm working on Jax from Mortal Kombat series. Mortal Kombat 4.
For the video game characters more so? Or?
Well, more or less, but I don't like the little cheesy ones. I like to put some thought into them. Like you said, the ones that are not so much mainstream.
Cool.
I haven't seen a Jax cosplayed yet.
I don't think I have either. You got the metal arms and all that. So the thing is, though, are you going to perform one of his fatalities at a Comic-Con?
Do it.
I think I might get thrown in jail.
You're going to rip somebody's spine out?
Consider it.
Fling it on the ground?
Right.
Good night, everybody. I just murdered a man. I'll be in prison.
You can have your own booth and just start ripping people's faces off. Yeah.
Taking pictures.
Taking pictures, $5. And then all of a sudden you could go with the, I'll kill you. 4:30.
Yeah.
And we'll take pictures of it. You can put it on Instagram.
And then the other guy, I wanted to do Barrett from the Final Fantasy series, the guy with the gun hand.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually we're working on that one right now.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. And that's that of the Final Fantasy games, that's one of the big ones too. It's Final Fantasy VII, right?
The one that kind of started the new era.
Yeah, that's the one that people bow down to for. I don't know. I never even finished that game, to be honest, but
I'm still working on it.
Right? There's many of them.
Yeah, I kind of got.
Well,
out
I always
of
thought it was
bit.
A terrible name for a game
because it's never the final
Fantasy
one.
Six. It's like the never-ending story. Three. What? The never-ending story.
I mean, to me, the Final Fantasy is just going to be like one dude, just in a room full of naked hookers.
It's all
the Final Fantasy.
It's all VR too. It's like he's just sitting in his room. In his parents' basement.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the whole Final Fantasy
with a silicone doll thing that he's.
Mom,
going at it with.
We're out of Kleenex.
I need more Vaseline.
Final Fantasy's up. You're going to have to go back down to the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, and clean up my mess.
Cable's out.
Oh, well, man.
I'm working on Shakti from Star Wars. Are you familiar with her?
Is she from the new one coming up? Or
no, she was,
from the expanded universe?
3.
Episode 3.
She's one of the Jedi. She gets killed.
With
the things on her head?
Yes. Okay. And she's red. And she's got
big
legs.
That would be awesome.
I'm actually working on that.
That would be cool.
I'm working on the headpiece, which is going to be a pain in my ass to make.
Yeah.
And I just talked to my body painter today about, starting to think about that body paint, because that's going to be another 3-hour long body paint to get that all done because it's all red with white accents.
See, now, that'll work out perfectly because Rick's working on a Slave Leia outfit.
Ooh.
And you guys could go together.
Yeah, let's go together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the more out of shape, kind of sad, hairy Slave Leia. I've been kind of captured for quite some time.
What do we say on a previous
show?
You could be more like a Slave Leia slash Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, it would be like Jabba the Hutt roleplay.
Yeah.
It would be a mix.
Yeah. Mix the characters, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Crossplay.
And then we'll throw him into the Rancor pit when it's over,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, we're out of Kleenex.
I need a weird squealy thing to eat.
Mom, we're out of weird squealy things to eat. You're going to have to go to the Piggly Wiggly.
I just got back from Piggly Wiggly. They didn't have any of those.
You just eat a ham or something.
Eat a whole ham down in the basement.
Oh, man.
Mom, internet's out.
I can't access my World of Warcraft account.
Wow.
Mm. Y'all just took it super nerdy.
Oh, yeah.
We are super nerdy.
We are super nerdy. Yeah. We are super nerdy.
Says the girl painted like Tigra.
Now, when you do cons and everything, mm-hmm. and you dress up, I'm sure you've been to Dragon Con and everything
of
like
course.
That. Obviously, you probably get hit on because you're damn naked and you're very freaking hot already.
Oh,
so now you ramp up the whole, you know, the Tigra, you know, look. I'm sure you're getting hit on left and right.
You know, I've gotten hit on. I've gotten grabbed, touched, stalked.
Shit.
You know, you just have to be prepared that that's what's going to happen. And you have to be strong enough to turn around and tell those people, don't you ever touch me again or stop following me or surround yourself with friends that if something like that is happening, you can go to your safe place.
Sure, sure. Lamar, has that happened to you?
Well, actually, yes, because Dragon Con happens during Black Gay Pride weekend.
Okay. So I imagine you're a prime target for that.
I'm not even joking. Yeah, I've been touched by guys.
Oh, shit.
Which
he loves.
Part
of the costume, sir.
Right.
He doesn't love it all.
Yeah. You don't have to admit if you like it or not. It's okay.
Yeah. This is a safe place also.
Yeah. You know.
When I've had too much to drink, maybe.
Justin's like, you want another beer?
Yeah.
So anyways, what are some of your favorite cons that you went to in like a smaller local scale?
I've been to MomoCon, which just happened, when was that, a month ago?
Yeah, May.
MomoCon's really fun. It's like Dragon Con, but on a really small local scale, which was really fun.
Okay.
And it's nice to not have 60,000 people.
Yes, that's what keeps me from going to Dragon Con.
You know, Dragon
Con. Large crowds.
Right. You have to be prepared for Dragon Con, which most people are not prepared for 60,000 people.
Well, I think most people that go there probably have some kind of sword or battle axe, though, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's
that
true.
Helps.
Yeah, that definitely helps. It helps you get through a crowd.
So MomoCon, is that like an acronym for Momo? Is that an acronym for something? Or?
Well, Momo means peach in Japanese.
Oh, okay.
We're the peach
state. Get up in that mic.
So is it like more anime centered or?
A lot of it is anime or video game centered.
But you don't have to.
So you got to put on your best Robotech costume or?
Well, you can still do whatever you want, but you know it's more geared towards anime video games.
If you went to a con and you seen somebody dressed in the same costume you were doing, which I really think that Tiger would be really a rare. But
yeah.
Have you ever run across anybody doing the same thing that you're doing that's kind of a rare character?
I've never seen another Tiger before, but if I did, I would definitely get a picture with her.
Well, I was going to say.
You wouldn't be like, back off, bitch. That's my costume.
Right.
Bitch, you wear my
costume.
Well,
that would be hot, too.
And
we need to put.
I'll kill you.
We would have to put that on our Periscope.
Yeah, if that ever happens.
Tigra versus Tigra.
That ever happens and you get a fight
jacked,
with each other.
You can, like, referee it, you know.
Make sure you video it and send it to us.
I will video it. I will send it to
you. It'll be on our page.
You'll be the first to know.
We'll post it, like, once a day.
Yeah, I'll be like, you'll never guess what happened. I just got into a fight with another Tigra.
Yeah.
It was totally hot.
I would be like, I'm watching it in slow motion right now. Mom, don't come to the basement.
Yeah.
we ran out of tissues.
I'm watching Tigra rip off Tigra's top.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah. Now it's Tigra versus Tetra. It might be Tetra versus Tetra in a minute. I don't know.
There's just swinging Tigra titties everywhere.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, when you do the airbrush, because you are totally, you know, go full nude and get airbrushed?
Yes.
So you have stripes in places that we can't see?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, well, basically I'm wearing underwear, so basically, like, right here is not airbrushed.
Right.
Like, the nips, the chocolate chips are not airbrushed, and my...
The chocolate chips,
I like that.
The chocolate
chips and the hoo-hoo is not airbrushed, but everything else is
I love chocolate chips and hoo-hoos.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't they good?
That sounds like a dessert.
It's
That's a cosplay delicacy that I enjoy definitely. From time
but,
to time.
Yeah, to get airbrushed, I have that relationship with my body painter that just... She's like, just take it off. I'm like, okay, just take it off, and we do the thing. And
you do the thing.
Do the damn thing.
Have you ever like have been drinking and go, yeah, you want to get together?
No.
Body paint? You know, just sitting around.
No. You're like, hey, it doesn't have to stop at the body painting.
Yeah, right. She's married, and she's also very professional.
Got you.
So now, she's awesome.
Do you ever get in any kind of, hey, I want to get sexy and you know and be all body painted and get freaky with someone?
I haven't done it with the body paint, but I think it comes with the territory of dressing up and pretending to be somebody else that the people that you're around are just naturally attuned to just being freaky. So
sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the cosplay scene are freaky people.
There's some sexual energy there,
There's some sexual tench going on.
Yeah. I would think that it has to be. You know, you're getting in some sort of like full body suits and or underwear.
Fantasy. And, you're someone's fantasy. Absolutely. Basically.
You know, Tigra's my new fantasy right now. Yeah.
I've had people tell me, like, Tigra is my fantasy. You know, I would really love to get it on with a tiger person. And I'm like, ugh, please.
Now, if somebody, but would you ever do that? I mean, I'm just wondering.
I mean, if I met that special person,
right?
I would. But
and what would that person be dressed as?
A fat guy in a backward baseball cap,
yeah, with long hair, and a beard. Or someone named Justin.
Okay.
Yeah. So
my name's Justin. Yeah. I'm a fat guy.
Hey, don't steal my thunder.
Yeah. I'm Nickelback Justin.
Well, I could put on a wig and a baseball cap.
I would look like Tony the Tiger.
And gain like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, do you have tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos.
Does that prevent you from getting tattoos? You just don't care about tattoos? I mean, as far as the body painting type thing?
I'm just one of those people that I feel like I would get a tattoo and then immediately hate it, so I just don't have any tattoos.
Sure, okay.
I feel the same way. I don't have any either.
You?
But
tattoos?
I body painted, so.
Yeah, I have two tattoos on my back, but when I'm cosplaying, people pretty much just ignore them because they look at the character.
Sure. Right. Well, I mean, actors have to do that, too. They get tattoos, and they have to either cover it up or whatever.
Definitely.
Work it into the...
I know one guy who's got, like, a sleeve from here to here, but when you're looking at his costume, you, like, totally ignore the tattoo.
Right.
Plus,
right.
I guess if you wanted to, you know, dress as a character that had tattoos, you'd always kind of do the fake tattoo thing.
Exactly.
So. You ever done Blade?
I did. I actually did.
Really?
He's an amazing Blade.
I let my hair grow up and cut into a high top
fade.
Oh,
yeah.
The Blade fade.
And I got one of the costumes that you don't see all the time.
Right.
So, and I cosplayed Blade. It was awesome.
That's it was a very
great
awesome.
Character. And yet again, another one that's not, you know, like a top tier character.
I like to call it one of those 2% characters. Like 2% of people you meet are going to go, that's Tigra, that's Blade.
Sure. Yeah.
So when you finally get that person that's like, that's Tigra, it's so much more worth
it's
it. As opposed to some, you're dressed up as Superman. Everyone knows who's Superman is.
But it's played out.
Exactly. So when people come up to me, they're like, you're Tigra and it's amazing. I'm like, I love you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and just a little bit of our history here with you and Podvon.
Yeah.
We met, like, what, 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
At the Marietta Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And there actually was a Supergirl there.
Was she?
Yeah, yes. She was actually billed.
Very forgettable. So, yeah, she was billed as Supergirl. We didn't really care about talking to her that much, so we wanted to talk to Tigra.
Yeah.
And your costume was good then, but...
That was my first generation Tigra.
Right.
And as you can see, it has definitely...
It's leaps and bounds.
Evolved.
Beyond
progressed,
that.
Progressed, yeah.
I feel like maybe you've probably gotten a little more comfortable with it, though, over the years, too.
Yeah, I think so. Because that first Tigra, she wears a bra and panties. That's all she wears.
Right.
And that first time, I had, you know, I was only Tigra from, like, boobies up.
Right.
Because I was so uncomfortable. But
you're like, maybe I don't want to expose my rack totally.
Exactly.
Not the first time kind of thing.
Yeah.
But was that your first con that you dressed up as?
That wasn't my first con, but that was kind of the first time that I dabbled in the body paint.
Right.
So I was a little bit nervous. But it's for what it was, I think it turned out amazing. You definitely remembered it.
I remembered it, yeah. I think I sent you a picture. I was like, remember this?
Yes, you did.
I guess when you get out there in it, though, you do sort of become that persona, and it does kind of, it's probably very empowering to go out there and people are looking at you because you feel like you, but they don't see you. They see your character that you're portraying.
The most awesome thing is for somebody to walk up to you like, oh my God, you're awesome as blah, 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 whoever you are. Can I take your picture? You're like, It's like fulfilling somebody's fantasy. So
definitely.
And, you know, it's about, for me, it's about the escapism. Like I was telling Lamar on the way over here, you know, real life can suck sometimes. You know, you got to go to work, you got to pay your bills, you got to take care of your kids or your spouse or your loved ones or whoever. But when I put on this body paint, nothing matters. It's just how I feel. And it's almost like I'm improving my own self. I'm almost someone different as opposed to when I don't have the paint on.
Right.
And I'm happy like this.
Definitely. Kind of just a good way to escape from the drudge of real life.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, when I started cosplaying, I was playing video games like constantly. I'm a gamer.
Okay, yeah.
And I used to dabble in art back in the day, and I was like, you know what? I'm playing video games too much. I need to find some other way to, you know, to diversify my talent. So I went back to painting, and then I started looking at the cosplay. I'm like, well, I could probably build this costume, and it would look, you know, it look awesome. So I started building costumes, and my first actual cosplay night, that's when I met Corey. We were at a photo shoot for cosplays, and I felt like my costume was a little generic. It didn't take much to put together.
Right.
But when I walked in, everyone was like, oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes just the simplicity of it all is all you need. And people can recognize your character. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you know, that complicated.
Yeah.
But like, I guess, but you were able to kind of marry the two, you know, to the things that you like, games and
video
art.
Video games. I do a lot of video game characters.
Are you still a gamer? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does a Mario character, a Mario, Luigi, Toad?
Toad, yeah.
Toad character.
I would like to see the Toad. That sounds great.
They're adorable.
Especially as tall as you are. You'd be like this giant mushroom. Yeah.
Well, my thing is to be a tough Toad because I'm tired of Toad is being a little high.
Right, right.
So I was like, I wanted to be like, you know, a tough, I can kick your ass Toad.
Right.
This is a Toad you don't fuck with.
Yeah.
It's like
Mario World are in the cart. I will fuck you up.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Mario, your princess is another castle. Go fuck yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. I got here first.
Yeah, bitch. Don't worry about your princess. She ain't here.
Yeah. She's all about the Toad.
Exactly.
Yeah, right on, man. That's cool.
I like the fact that you do, you know, bring the video game aspect into it. I love that whole cosplay idea as well because it goes beyond just, you know, the pages of a comic book.
Yeah.
You know, it takes it into a definitely different level of just shit that you're looking at while you're playing.
And I can relate to that too because I'm a gamer also. So
oh, yeah.
I definitely like when I was, you know, playing some games. Sometimes I can see some ideas.
I was talking to my old flip phone when I was playing Monopoly the other day that we were other gamers. I got Twister.
I wondered why you started walking around with that monocle in one eye. And a top
I've
hat. I was like,
money. Let's eat at like, McDonald's.
I was like, you just like raised the douche level up there, buddy. Well, but
I do love the comic book characters because that's what I started out with. But you know, when I got older, I just became a hardcore gamer. I know the backstories of the characters,
right?
Because you know,
and I don't feel like I see the gamer costumes as much as I see the comic book character. You know, there's a lot more you can do with it, and there's a lot of characters that a lot of people would know. Especially those Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter characters. I mean, I would see that. You know, if I saw like a girl dressed like Chun-Li or something, I'm like, that's awesome, and recognize it right away. So
a lot of times with the gamer costumes, they're super intricate because, you know, they're computer generated. They can put all this time and money into making this super detailed costume that sometimes doesn't accurately translate or is very expensive to recreate in real life. So there are definitely gamer costumes out there, but they are super detailed.
Didn't you do a Lara Croft? I thought I saw a Lara Croft.
That's Shiva,
okay.
Mortal Kombat 5.
No, not Mortal Kombat.
I'm sorry.
Resident Evil. But that one wasn't one of the detailed ones. I was basically wearing a tank top and carrying a gun.
Like a big ass gun,
yeah. So that was easy. But
do you have any other cosplay ideas that you're working on that you want
to? Yeah, I'm doing Shakti from Star Wars, and I want to do, I'm doing a gender bender Daredevil I'm working on for a photo shoot for Dragon Con. So hopefully I can get that going.
I was hoping
Elektra?
No.
I was hoping for a gender bender. It would be Bender from Futurama.
Bender, but like a female bender.
No.
Right.
Genderbender just means
just
that
pull beer out of her stomach and drink it.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet she wouldn't be going, bite my shiny metal ass. Yeah. Get away from me, you freak.
Yeah, bite my glorious golden ass.
Right.
Yeah, so genderbender, all it means is you take a male, well, for me, since I'm a female.
Right.
Take a male character and you just translate it into a female character.
Well, I had a friend of mine, he is a big Kiss fan, and he would always dress up as Gene Simmons. But on his, you know, he's a
female Gene Simmons.
He also dressed as a drag. So I told him, I said, what you ought to do is wear the dress, put your hair up like Gene, you know, like in the Kabuki thing.
Yeah.
Pink bow, Kiss makeup, and your Queen Simmons.
Yeah, there you go.
And he did it. It was great.
And I bet it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. He even had a tag. It says, hi, my name is Queen Simmons.
Awesome.
Well, I actually wanted to do a gender bender cosplay, but I haven't gotten the guts to do it yet. I wanted to do a male in drag Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
I was going to be a female Joker. That'd be an elaborate costume, too.
Would you change the name?
I can think of a good body paint specialist you could use
Stephanie
for that.
Stephanie Williams. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I got her card already.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you change the name, though, from Harley Quinn?
If I was to do a male version, I was thinking Harold Quinn, but I was thinking I really want to do, like, some lingerie wig and just be a trendy Harley.
Maybe
Quinn.
Harley Queer?
Yeah. That wouldn't help his case during Gay Pride weekend.
Right.
Maybe avoid that costume on that week.
Or that week, specifically.
Just, actually, don't go to the Midtown area at all when you're wearing that costume. And avoid Key West. But,
yeah. That's great.
Yeah, you know.
That was good.
Yeah.
I tried to come up with something like Queen Simmons. So.
Well, I was going to say you could hang out with Queen Simmons. Queen Simmons. Harley Queer.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
You might not want to hang out with him too long. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it would. Anyway, so...
this ain't Love Connection.
Right. I feel like we could be matchmakers. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Rick and Justin matchmaking show.
We'll hook you up in 2 and 2.
We'll hook you up. We don't care what gender or species you are. We'll make it happen. Right. So, any last questions for our guests? I think we're getting towards the end of our show.
I think we are getting towards the end of our show. I wish that Claritin would kick in.
Do you wish you were a Claritin clear?
Oh, my God. I'm dying here.
I'd like to know if Amari ever thought about doing a Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah, Black Panther.
Honestly, I feel a little bit embarrassed, but I just discovered that character, and I am going to do him. I saw him on a comic book, and I looked him up. I'm like, I've definitely got to do this character.
And I think they're making a Black Panther movie, right?
What?
And
really? Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember if they're bringing him. He's going to have his own solo movie, and I think they're either bringing him into the next Captain America movie where they're doing the Civil War thing, or it's the next Avengers. I can't remember which one it is.
You know, Black Panther and Storm hook up, so.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to hook up.
They're married. Yeah. They got married.
We'll have to get married.
That's what happened. That's how we had
it. Hey, you guys could get married on Pod Vomit. We'll get.
Yeah.
Rick is a reverend. He's a dudist reverend.
A dudist priest. We'll do
it. He can marry you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, get down on one knee at some point and, you know, come back to the show. And we'll make it happen. Yeah. No pressure.
Not like
no
our
pressure.
Intern, Tina. You don't have to get down and do that.
Yeah.
That's for the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Tina will handle the knob jobs.
Right. Where'd she go?
I don't know. She left.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm tired of this shit. My knees are hurting all the time.
I gotta go rub Bit Gay on it.
I'm tired of having semen breath.
I fixed to go and snort some Claritin, I think.
I'm breaking it up for him right as we speak. But yeah, man, it's been a good show. I think it's been a fucking great show.
A great 50th.
Thank you for having us on your 50th show.
So glad you come in.
We're so glad. Yeah, we're absolutely glad. And you are our best semi-nude, fully body-painted guest.
Absolutely.
You absolutely are. You get the trophy. Yeah. One day we're going to have trophies and give them to all these people that we said, you know, won them. So hold out on that, not too long though, hopefully. And I'm glad you really guys
he's all tongue-tied.
I'm still mesmerized by the, you know, the costume and
I'm still wanting to see the chocolate nips and the
chocolate chips and
the chocolate chips.
The hoo-hoo.
And the hoo-hoo.
It's all about the chocolate chips and the hoo-hoo. Yeah.
That's what's at the Pod Vomit Banquet.
Oh, yeah.
The chocolate chips.
It'll be like a chocolate chips fountain.
Right.
You know? I don't know how that works. Don't worry about the logistics. But, yeah. So, it's been great, man.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't wait till we hit the big one double-digit zeros, man. What are we gonna do? Maybe
y'all could come back. And
that would be amazing.
Yeah, you can come back.
Whenever you want us, just let me know.
Absolutely. I thought about combining some of our guests, too. Do you think it would be cool to have, like, Corey and JR kind of thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometime
JR,
in the future. JR's a he writes his own comic books.
He was actually
on our
at
show
that
before.
Same one we met you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he was at the same show, yep.
Yep.
You know, some, we'll do, like, a pairing, you know.
Sure.
Maybe we'll have Kaylee and
Battle
Corey.
Royale.
Kaylee and Corey.
Kaylee and Corey.
Ooh, yeah.
The semi-nude and the full-eye-nude.
Arch nemesis.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I'm getting a semi.
A semi. Well, that's our cue to get the hell out of here when Justin gets a semi in a room full of
better
folks.
Go before it's a full-on.
So, yeah. But I'm not even going to go there. All right. We appreciate you listening to Pod Vomit at podvomit.com. We wanted to thank Corey and Lamar for coming in and gracing our presence with their amazing cosplay. Super sexy. Super, super, super sexy. You got to check it out. Westside, our webmaster, thanks so much for helping us out on the show. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks.
And Tina, thank you so much for doing all your interning duties. Yeah. We'll get to you later.
All right, then.
All right. Thanks for listening to Pod Vomit.
Later, bitches.
Peace.
You've been listening to Pod Vomit on podvomit.com. Don't forget to put your yak in our sack. Make sure to send us email at our barf bag at podvomit@gmail.com. You can find us all over the place. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. Also follow us on podomatic.com and check us out on SoundCloud. You can find Pod Vomit on the Tangent Bound Network. Go gawk at us at Instagram. We're also on the Stitcher Network, and please make sure to donate to our Patreon site. Pod Vomit is recorded at Fenario Studios.